Om Shanti. Good morning. For the past few years, Baba is emphasizing on intense effort, making fast effort, because the time is coming closer and we have to reach our destination. And so we have to make our efforts very fast. And Baba has also named double foreigners as intense effort makers. Yeah? Not double foreigners, but double effort makers or intense effort makers. So what is the easy way? Because whenever we think of making effort, many times unconsciously also, it so happens that we, instead of effort, it seems more labor. And as we make effort every day, maybe sometimes we get tired. Yeah? Tired? Or, if not tired, maybe we might feel monotonous. Same every day. The same routine type of life. Wake up in the morning, Murli, meditation, karma yoga, go to the job, yeah, work there, come back, prepare your own food, offer it to Baba, run to the class, give course. No much time to sleep. No time to enjoy. Yes? No time for ourselves. Then clean home, clean the room, clean our, wash our clothes, and do everything, and then go there, go here. Whole day running up and down, running here and there. Tired. And moreover, program, Dadi is coming, Didi is coming, so and so is coming, organize public program, go to the temple service. My relatives are coming. Too much. I maintain my yoga stage. I have no time for all this. Yes? And come to Madhuban. If you don't come to Madhuban, then again, oh, then you are not a Brahmin. A Muslim has to go to Hajj. A Christian has to go to Rome. And a Brahmin has to go to Madhuban. Otherwise then, so make preparation to go to Madhuban and come here running. It's too cold here. Wake up in the morning, same routine. Little burden, you know, has decreased. No cooking, no cleaning, no all that stuff. No work, no for 1 week, but still very cold. So, again, tired. By the time you get used to this cold, then it's time to get back home. Pack again, so what literature, what has to be taken, and what everything again. When you get back to your country, get back to your same normal routine life. Yes? Again job, again Murli class, again. Happy? Yes? No? So what should we do? You go for a holiday? Nice, good holiday. Yes? No? Happy, not happy? Yes, for what? Sisters, happy, not happy? Little happy. I know. Because more work you have to do. The only thing, well, There are many ways, but according to what Baba said today in the Murli, the only and only, the easiest way, and all that we need to do is just be happy. That's it. I do all the effort, Amrit Vela, meditation, again churning, then Murli class, then Karma Yoga, evening, then blah, 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 blah. But I'm so tired and I'm very unhappy and I'm disturbed. Then all that I've been doing has no fruit. We all came to Baba to experience happiness. The happiness that no one in the world have ever experienced. That kind of joy, the enjoyment Brahmins need to have is something that no human being on the earth can ever have. And that's the reason we have adopted this life. And after coming here again, we are so slack and tired and same old, you know, stuff, then no fun in Brahmin life. We have to be bubbling with joy, spirit, enthusiasm. But we are also weak and tired and no energy to even smile. See, you want to laugh, but you can't laugh. Yeah? Is it because of cold you don't want to laugh? The only thing I need to do, I believe, well, I may be wrong, or I believe the biggest service you could do is if you could remain happy. Because I'm also a Brahman, isn't it? If I'm going to make some soul, a Brahman soul, happy, that's a big deal. If I'm going to make some non-Brahman happy, that's a charity. But if I'm going to make a Brahman happy, that's a big charity. Right? So I'm also a Brahman. If I'm going to make my happy, that's a big, big charity. And you might have paid attention or observed, for the past few years, Baba's emphasizing on no matter what the situation is, like what circumstances we are in. But Baba's emphasis is, you be happy. Even if you're going to lose everything, but never lose happiness. Remember? A couple of years, Baba has been only stressing on this particular, one particular thing, that you be happy no matter what. Have Baba in your heart and just be happy. This is the easy way. Because more we are happy, more energy we get. If mind is depressed, I mean sad, or not happy, not satisfied, the energy level goes down. I might do things, but I'm not happy. The charm it need to have will not be there in the work what I do. Because I'm carrying that unhappy mood or unhappy mind in whatever I do. It's very important what is that I have in the mind rather than what I'm doing. I'll tell you a story. Story? Yes? Okay. There was a person who wanted to learn karate. You know what karate is? Huh? Yes? Okay. He was very much interested in learning karate because he found a very, very good master. So he went to the master and he said, "Can you teach me karate?" He looked at that man from top to bottom. He said, "You want me to teach you karate?" He said, "Yes, because I just love karate." He said, "Let me think. Come back tomorrow." So the person came back the next day. Said, "Master, can you teach me karate?" He said, he looked at him again from top to bottom and he said, "You want me to teach karate?" Said, "Yes, Master, because I love karate." He thought for a while and he said, "Okay, I'll teach you, but on one condition." I said, "Okay." He said, "You will have to do all the work in my house. But remember, you have to do the work heartfully. If you're going to do all my work for 1 week, heartfully, then I will, from the next week, I'll teach you karate." He said, "That's it, I can do." So 1 day finished, 2 days finished, 3 days finished. He was doing all the job, all the, work at home. And 1 week finished. He was very happy because 1 week finished and he will now be taught karate, which he was longing to learn. So he went back to the master. He said, "Master, I was been doing all the work in your house and I did everything very neat and tidy. So can you teach me karate?" He said, "Were you really doing all the work in my house?" He said, "Of course, look, everything I was doing." He said, "Every time you were doing the work at home, what were you remembering? Every time you were doing work in my house, what was the thought you had? What was the thought he had?" He was working, definitely he was doing all the work at home. But what was the thought he was having every time he was working in his house? "After this, I will learn karate. After this." So he only had karate, karate in his mind. He was doing all the work. Master said, "You failed. I told you to do every work heartfully. So you only remembered karate, but you did not do the work. Your heart was somewhere else, but you were just doing the work. So whatever the work you do, your heart should have been there, but your heart was in karate. So you were already thinking of karate. So your heart was filled with only that what you wanted to learn. So you have to do once again for another week. But remember, do everything you do heartfully." So why I said this was, what I do, we still do our routine work in Brahman life. But what is that I carry in my mind makes a big difference. You see? Say, if there is something that lingers back behind my mind that is not happy, or maybe some unhappy incident, some unhappy situation, and I carry that in my mind and I've been doing all sorts of things. I'm sitting in Murli, I'm doing meditation, I'm conducting meditation, I'm giving course, I'm doing my job, I'm in my office, I'm there, I'm doing all the service. But what is there in my mind? What is the mood I'm carrying? What is the thought I'm carrying? That's more important, isn't it? And with that unhappy thought, any amount of service I'm doing, I feel it's labor. I'm not happy. And many times we get irritated, you see? Irritation. I have to do so many things. See, look at that. She just sits and she only has that much to do. And I have to do all this much. And look at that man. He's enjoying. He's always outside. But look at me. So there are many other things that comes up only because I'm unhappy. And unhappiness drains energy. takes out energy. And ability to do heartfully is not possible. So everything I do, I'm not enjoying. And so there is no joy in life. There's no smile, there's no charm on the face. We do. We're doing everything. But that intoxication and happiness, what Baba expects from children, that, and remember many times Baba has said, your face and your behavior does service. Now, how can this face do service? You see? How can this face do service? When I am very happy, there is a charm on the face. There is a different beauty on the face. There is a different aura around us. And that is going to serve. If I don't have that happiness in my mind, the charm, the beauty on the face is reduced. The aura doesn't exist anymore. Then I become very ordinary. People see as very ordinary. Even if I'm going to speak high things, God has come and we are the children of God and we are directly studying from God and God is teaching us every day, people will say, what? God, you found God? Where is it? It is not shown here. You see? When we eat something very tasty, very delicious, what happens? What happens? Will that not be shown on the face? Yes? So when we experience something very nice, will it not show on the face? When you heard very nice, beautiful music, will it not show on the face? When you saw very, very nice, you know, thing, will it not show on the face? So when I found God, it should show on the face, isn't it? So only the effort rather I need to do is just stay happy. That's it. And it's very important for me to note down, I need to know for myself, what are the things that doesn't allow me to be happy. Actually, there might be one thing that might have occupied your mind for a long time. But I might find 100 reasons for me not to be happy. But in fact, the reason might be just one or two. That one main reason gives birth to many. Everything seems to be a problem for me. Many times even little things, I get upset about little things. I get irritated about little things. Even small things, disturbs me. So what are the things that disturbs me? What are the things that makes me unhappy? What are the things that upsets me? Either it might be things, or it might be just one thing. So, just sit, relax, take a deep breath, sit, relax, close your eyes if you want to, don't sleep, but just find out. Let me go back to myself. Be in touch with my inner self. And honestly, honestly. Let me find the reason. Even after I have found God, I belong to God. What stops me from being very happy? What bothers me? Any person? Any situation? Anything from the past? Or is it my own nature, my sanskara, my habit, my way of thinking, the way I look at things, my own attitude? What is the reason? Baba's ocean of happiness, the entire ocean is front of me. I can take the whole ocean of joy, happiness, super senses joy. Now what keeps me away? Yeah? Is it possible to find a reason? There might be 10 reasons. In fact, there might be 100 reasons for me to be unhappy. Yeah? But actually there is one thing that bothering me. I need to find out that. Many times when a thorn is pricked, when the thorn gets into the feet, the point where it gets in or got pricked, the place around the point where it has pricked gets swollen, get red, get tender, you see. But actually, it's like a ripple. If I put a stone, drop a stone in a peaceful water, from the point where the stone hits the water, ripple is created. Many ripples. And the ripple goes to the edge of the water. But actually, the last ripple that takes the, you know, outer circle is just the reaction of where, from the point where the stone has touched the water. It has spread, the ripple has spread. So it's like a ripple reaction. There might be one reason, but it has taken a rip, you know, it's like a ripple. Then I get irritated by the way you talk. I get irritated the way that person has kept that thing there. My attitude begins to change. Because any thought I hold for a long time, think, it creates an attitude. Yeah? The same thought, I do, repeatedly I do, that becomes sanskara. Repeated actions becomes a sanskara. Repeated thoughts, and I begin to believe what I think, becomes an attitude. Though the belief is wrong, I believe this person is not good, this person is harming me. Maybe that thought is not right. Maybe that belief is wrong. You don't mean to hurt me. In fact, you're a very good friend of mine. You're a very good well-wisher. Maybe the way you speak is different. Maybe the way I take you is different. So I believe you as wrong. It's a wrong belief. But then because I believe it, I think it over and over again, attitude is created. And once that attitude is created, then I begin to feel the same way. That feeling stays with me. You know, the biggest thing that we always carry with us is feeling. Many times we forget the situation, we forget the event, we forget the whole story. But the feeling stays with us. Many times we don't even know why this feeling is in me, but the feeling is there because the thought is somewhere, the belief, the attitude, the repeatedly thinking the same way has created an attitude, and that has built, you know, that strong feeling in me. And to change that feeling, it takes time. Because I believe in what I feel. Because I believe in what I am thinking, though it's wrong, maybe. And that makes me unhappy. You see? And it's a person in whatever reason, for whatever reason, is not happy, then he's not satisfied. Yes? Not happy means not satisfied. So unsatisfied, unhappy person, what will he share with others? If I'm not happy, if I'm not satisfied, what is that I'm going to share with you? Happiness? Can I make you satisfied? Can I make you happy? Yeah? If my pocket is full of stones and maybe sand, will I be able to give you flowers? Yes? If my pocket is full of flowers, maybe nice rubies, nice pearls, then what will I share with you? What will I share with you? So if a person is unhappy, having unhappy feelings, unsatisfied, there's some dissatisfaction because he's unhappy. So what is that in? Unknowingly, I will be giving sorrow to others. I don't intend to give sorrow. But unconsciously, I'll be hurting people. People feel I'm hurting them. My behavior, my thoughts, my words maybe, my mannerism, whatever, somehow it gives unpleasant feeling to people. Many times we might not have, you know, like much relationship with a person, but just the presence of that person makes us feel uncomfortable. Have you ever had that experience? The presence of that person makes me very uncomfortable. I have nothing to do with that person. No relationship. That person has never hurt me. But somehow I can't stand that person. Have you had this experience with some person? Sometimes I have no relationship with a person, but I feel very nice. Presence of that person. I would not have spoken to that person. I wouldn't even know the name. but I feel nice about that person. Have you come across this feeling sometimes? Yeah, with people? So what I carry in me, in the form of feelings, that's what unconsciously, unknowingly I'm spreading and I'm giving it to others. And today Baba was talking about never cause sorrow through words, actions, thoughts. And when is it possible for me to be really happy? No matter what comes, no matter what. But I need to be always happy. I might give you 100 reasons for not to be happy, but I don't need a reason to be happy, you know. I have 10 reasons why I'm not happy. This and this and this and this. But I really don't need a reason to be happy. Because why I don't need a reason to be happy? Why do I not need a reason to be happy? It's because I am. I am a happy soul. That's what I am. So I don't need a reason for what I am. I might need a reason why I am not. But I am happy. I am a soul. I am happy. And a beautiful thing today Baba said was, we will be able to remain happy when I am in soul conscious. I am, and look at everyone as a soul. The biggest reason for why I'm not happy is expectation. My expectations from people. You should be doing this, you should be not doing this, this should be like this, this should not be like this. Too much of expectation cannot make me happy. Maybe my expectations are good, maybe right, but expectations are expectations. Why are you doing this? Why is he like that? Why is she this way? Why not this and why is this? So when I forget, I am a soul and this one is a soul, then I begin to see the role of an individual. There are two things. One is role and one is reality. When I'm in soul consciousness, soul is real, then I begin to see the real things. He's a soul, he's a peaceful soul. He's a pure soul. She's a soul, a peaceful soul. When I forget soul, I forget myself soul, I forget to see others as a soul, then I forget reality and I get into their roles. Why is she doing this? So doing is role, not reality. Then when I forget soul consciousness, I also forget drama. I know apparently drama, everything is good and whatever is happening is for good, blah, blah, blah. But to have that always in my mind, and whenever I see a person doing whatever he's doing, whenever I see things happening, to be able to accept it without any expectations, it's only possible when I'm in soul conscious. Otherwise, others' roles interfere in my happiness. Why this? 100 questions. Once the questions comes into my mind, no happy. Why, who, when, where, why not? 5W and 1H. Very big danger. these things interfere in our, you know, mind, can never make me happy. Who, what, when, where, why, where? So many questions cannot make me happy. So expectations means condition. When there is a condition, soul cannot experience happiness in a condition. Because soul is unlimited, soul is immortal, imperishable. If I try to put the unlimited energy into a limitation, into a condition, then I can't experience happiness, isn't it? Because soul is meant to be free. Soul is meant to be unlimited. So expectation is a condition. I condition my mind, and that cannot make myself happy. And another thing always Baba says is, as also Baba said today, I will be happy when I'm in the state of truth. Real. And when I say truth, it also means to be very clear, to be very clean and pure. Because where there is clarity and purity, where there is clean, there's always happiness. So if I'm feeling sad somewhere, my mind is not happy, the primary fundamental reason is there is some impurity. That's for sure. And where there is impurity, there is no soul consciousness. And where there is no soul consciousness, I forget drama, role, reality, everything is gone. Yeah? And the fourth thing is, never blame others for my happiness. I'm unhappy because of this person. I am sad because of this person. I am not satisfied because of this situation. So blaming, never play blame game. We all play this game every day. When I have no courage to look at myself and see what's going on inside myself, then I begin to put the blame on somebody else. When I can't carry a burden, then I try to thrust on somebody else. So, blaming is another big thing that makes myself definitely sad, but also makes others unhappy. You see? If I continuously blame you, you are responsible for me to be sad. This one is not responsible for me to be angry, upset. You disturb me, you upset me. Will you be happy with me? Definitely not. So you're not happy, I'm not happy. So I'm creating an unhappy thing. Then in this unhappy atmosphere, can you make a good effort? In carrying that unhappy one thought, can you have good yoga, good stage of meditation? Though you're up early in the morning, 3 o'clock, fine. But can I connect with Baba? Can I have that experience of being, you know, bodiless and experience that power and love from Baba? One unhappy thought blocks love, experiencing love from God. And the main thing every Brahman need is love. Yes? Yeah? Unconditional love. And one thought can block us from having that love from God. You see, gone. I'm not sleeping in my meditation. I'm all the while up, awake. But I'm not satisfied by the end of the day. 2 hours I've been sitting in meditation without sleeping, not a single nod. Am I happy? Did I experience that love from Baba? Did I literally forget everything? One thought can stop us from all this. You see? What we are going to experience in golden age is a different story. But what I have to experience now in this confluence age, I'm not able to get that. It's because I'm holding on to that sad thought. That's keeping me, holding me back. And I'm not enjoying my life. I'm not happy. I don't have enthusiasm. You know, this is a big secret. Big secret. And the secret is, yeah, I tell you the secret. The big secret is, don't tell anyone. The big secret is, the big door for Maya to enter is lack of enthusiasm. The moment I lose spirit in my life, the moment I lose enthusiasm in my life, remember, Maya has already entered. Many times I don't even know in what form, but this is the main door. If I keep the main door open and all rest of the windows shut, because the main door is open, Maya has in full form entered in my life. No matter what I do, I will be always, always unhappy. You might be in the list of seniors, you might be in the list of the service, a person who is doing service in the center. You must be praised a lot, you must be blah, 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 blah. You must be in all lists, but you still never be satisfied and happy. Because when I'm happy, I earn blessings. Because if I'm happy, then I'm going to make you happy. I create happy atmosphere. I'm earning blessings. And blessings is an easy way for me to fly. Rather, they are like my wings. When was the last time you really smiled from heart? Ever since you came to Madhavan. When was the last time you smiled heartily? You understand my question? Yeah? When was the last time you smiled ever since you came to Madhavan? From heart. It's not like an artificial smile and how are you? Very nice, thank you, thank you. Not that sort of smile. You know, like it's called a professional smile. Unhappy inside, but happy face, because that's professional. That's profession. So not professional smile, real smile. Real happy smile on the face that gives a glow. When was the last time you smiled? Sorry? You smile every day. How many times a day? So how many times this is awake in a day? Where is that angel? Where is that angel? So if I am awake, you smile. Is that what you say? If I sleep, you don't smile. Okay. When we are talking about happiness, there are two types of happiness. One is dependent happiness. One is independent happiness. The easy way to make fast and very, you know, in a less time, more effort, is to be happy. When I'm happy, I'm light. I'm not carrying any burden with me. Burden of past, burden of people, burden of situation, any burden for that matter. Because I'm light, right? Now, we were trying to find out many reasons why we are not happy. Because we have expectations, we have, you know, all five reasons. We saw five reasons. Now, when we talk about happiness, one is dependable happiness. My happiness is dependent on people. My happiness is dependent on situations. My happiness is dependent how you talk to me. Right? The happiness is dependent when I get a nice toli. It's dependent on my toli. My happiness is dependent on maybe when I get a nice the service I like to do. I enjoy doing it. I don't enjoy all service, but I enjoy one particular two things. So if I get that one, and if I'm not asked why are you doing this and why you still did not do, no. Nobody should question me when I'm left. So now my happiness is dependent on others, on situations, on many things. When I get front seat in Shantivan, front of Bab Dada, you see, very happy. For how many days, I don't know. If I get a good seat in front of Baba, but I did not get seat in the bus to come up or go down. So life is not always good and good and good, isn't it? Life is not always the way I expect it to be. So why should I make my happiness dependable when I am happy? I choose to be happy. I decide to be happy. I don't need a reason to be happy. Why am I not able to hold on to my identity that I am happy? But we hold on to sorrow, sad things for a long time. Okay, I'm going to share a joke with you. Okay? Shall I? Hello? Okay, I'm going to share a very nice joke with you. What will you do? What will you do? Sure? You will laugh? Okay, I'm going to share the same joke again. Then, for the second time, what will you do? Okay, I'm going to say the same joke for the third time. Then, sorry? I'm going to say the same joke for the fifth time. Then, right. So when I cannot smile at the same thing five times, why do I cry at over the same thing 100 times? Maybe whole life. Isn't it? I keep thinking the same thing for years. So why am I crying over the same issue when I can't laugh over the same issue 10 times? So where is the weakness? In issues, in situations, or in my own mind, or how I take things. Right now I have 100 reasons why I'm sad this morning. I can tell you, and for me the reasons are very genuine, brother. Really. If I'm going to start telling you what are the reasons for me to be unhappy, you will cry. Yes, very sad. So I have reasons. Don't I find one reason for me to be happy whole life? In fact, I don't need a reason, as I said. But still we have a reason that we have found God. People in the world don't know God, but I do. Do I need any more reason for me to be happy? Any other better reason I have for me to be happy? What else can be the biggest thing for a human being to be happy than finding God Himself? God is sustaining me. God is feeding me. God is waking me up. God is putting me to sleep. God is holding my hand. God is with me every moment. I'm living with God. I'm sharing my life with God. What better reason I find to be happy? In front of this, rest all the reasons I give for not to be happy. There are two things. One is, I live for happiness, or I live with happiness. Which is better? I live for happiness. My life is for happiness. Or I live happily. I live with happiness. Which is better? And what am I doing? Am I doing the first one or am I doing the second one? If I say I'm living for happiness, it means I'm looking for happiness outside. When I say I live with happiness, it means it's with me. I don't have to search for it outside. So even after I found God, am I still searching, looking for, living for happiness? Living for money, living for position. I live for status, I live for... Well, we Brahmins have gone beyond this. Now I know all that I do, maybe I get a position, I get a post, I get money, I get whatever, name, fame. Eventually, that all brings me happiness, isn't it? All that I do to be happy. So happiness is a spiritual thing. Now, am I living for happiness? Am I living with happiness? Am I living happily? Or am I living for happy? Yes? What? Living for? Living to smile, living for smiling, or living with smiling? Yes? So from now on, how am I going to be? Live for smile. I do everything happily. I do everything with smile. No matter what anybody say, I still smile. Somebody blame me, I still smile. Even if somebody hurt me, I still be happy. Yeah? Yes? If people neglect me, ignore me, I will still be... I can't hear. Okay, now let me see. Okay. If people hurt me, if people ignore me, a very big situation, a big blame on me, I will still be... and I will be smiling. I go to office with lot of smile and happily. My boss said, get out. No job for you from today. So I will be very happy. Happy? I will be happy when I have that soul consciousness. And if I remember I am a soul, he's a soul, she's a soul, I remember drama. I have something better for me. If I don't remember soul, I don't remember drama. If I don't remember drama and I'm unhappy, then every small thing become a big burden. Remember one thing, with burden, even with light burden, I can't climb the highest destination. The easiest way to climb is to be free, is to be burdenless, and to be burdenless means to be happy. Little slightest unhappiness pushes me down, please. You don't do anything, that doesn't matter, but just be happy. Just be happy. Yes? You did lot of service and from the morning till evening you did this and this and this and this and you get home and you have no food to eat. You will be still? You're smiling now? Will you be happy? All food finished. Or maybe never cooked. You have to go and cook now. So will you still be? I can't hear anything. Can be happy? Smiling? And you say, what a fortune. I will cook my own food. And today, I have a fortune to offer it to Baba myself. It's okay, doesn't matter, even if it is her duty or his duty, he didn't cook or she didn't cook. So I will do it. Happy? Not possible. Very, very difficult. This is all the effort we need to do. That's it. Why we feel it's very laboring? Because we're carrying that sad feeling inside us. The moment I take that out, any big thing seems small. How Baba says, or why Baba says, mountain becomes a cotton wool. How can mountain become a cotton wool? It's just the happiness increase the energy. One sad thought drains all your energy. Even any little things becomes big for you. One thing somebody said that appeared so big for us. I get upset very quickly. I get disturbed very quickly. Little thing, nice thing also can upset me. Because my mood is not good. So today, from today we never blame anyone. Whatever is happening, I'm responsible for that. Yes? No? Yes, no? Am I responsible for everything or somebody else is responsible? I will be happy no matter what. I will be smiling for no matter what. And I'm responsible for my own state of mind. I'm not blaming anyone. Three things. Right? So, we will finish the class with a smile. Yes? Can you all smile together? It's so difficult for few to even smile. Okay, thank you. Om Shanti. Any questions? Yes, please. How to get back in my energy? So, first thing, make a note that you've lost enthusiasm. That's clear? Yeah? Second thing I need to note, who's the reason for losing this? Myself or somebody else? Third thing, what is the cause? If you know the cause, if you were the reason, then you were the cause. If I find out the cause, then there is a remedy. When I start blaming others, you are responsible for me to lose my enthusiasm, you are responsible for me to be unhappy, then I can never be happy. Because you can't make me happy. You know something? Nobody can make us happy. That's the truth. If I want to be happy, I will be happy even with nothing. Because I am. I am a soul and I am happy. I am a soul, I am peace. This is so simple, first lesson Baba has taught us. And I forget this first lesson and I become unhappy. I forget I am happy, so I am unhappy. You see? That spirit is my life. The day, the moment I lose spirit, I lost my life. Then that's equal to death. I really mean it. The moment I lost my happiness, my joy, my spirit, my enthusiasm, it is equal to death. So it's as if a dead body walking with badge and white dress and shawl and... So how do you like a dead body walking? No smile, walking like that. So a Brahman with all that Amrit Vela, walking like dead body. Class, dead body. Evening meditation, dead body. Service, dead body. Conducting meditation, dead body. So what's the fun you have? There is life is finished. We are dead people. So we are not dead bodies. We are spirit. Soul is a spirit. Spirit means spirit. How can soul lose spirit? Soul means spirit. When soul loses spirit, it means dead. We have killed the soul. Soul is immortal. Soul is imperishable. The moment I kill the spirit, I kill the soul. So I can kill the imperishable soul. I can perish it just by losing spirit. That's how we see people in the world. Walking, talking, eating like dead bodies. So we're wearing cap and all shawl and badge and all red light, nice fragrance, all music, good music, but dead bodies sitting. So no use. That's so tiring. Life becomes so boring, so tiring. And many times say, I don't know when this golden age is going to come. This golden age never comes. Oh Baba, finish this confluence soon. I can't put up with all these problems. Too many things, huh? This body, headache, many headaches. I want to finish off. Quick. I want to go to golden age soon, no? Become Lakshmi Narayan. Even there I will be like a dead person. Because if I am not going to experience the joy now, I am carrying the same sanskara. So I can't go to golden age. I will be coming in silver age. You see? Souls with spirit will go to golden age. Souls with enthusiasm will go to golden age. Souls with that real love will go to golden age. Souls conditioned with all these expectations, this and that, not this, not this, can only go to silver age. Because golden age is unconditional world. If I condition myself, I'm sad every day, in and out. I'm happy this morning, I'm sad this afternoon, and I'm okay this evening, again the next day morning, from early in the morning I'm very sad. What is the game we are playing with ourselves? This is life. When am I going to enjoy? I'm dead this morning, I'm alive this evening. Again I'm dead this evening, afternoon. So death and life and death and... This is not life. Huh? Please don't allow the angel to go. So we know the reasons. Only thing we need to do is to sit down and find the reason in myself. There will be one thing that can stop us from being happy. One thing. Many times that might be very small. Sometimes that may be big. I just need to sit and remove that thorn. Then nobody can stop me from being happy. Nobody. The whole world can come and stand before you to make you unhappy, but they can't do it because I've removed the thorn from my leg. I have no reasons. I can't blame anyone. There's nobody to blame except the thorn that's there in me. And we just have to remove that one thing. That's it. Yeah? Then everything seems faster, everything seems easier, everything seems nicer, everything seems enjoyable. You will begin to enjoy even someone is shouting at you. You will enjoy, wow, what a good role he's doing. Very nice role. Oh, you can shout so well, huh? I never knew that. Very good. I'm enjoying that because that's your problem, you're shouting. Not my problem. You are in angry, you are in evil spirit, that's your problem, but I am free. It's not influencing me, it's not affecting me. So I am happy. You can't stop me from being happy. Happiness is an uninfluenced state of being. Your good, your bad doesn't influence me. Your nice thing, your unnice things doesn't bother me. Nothing bothers me. I'm beyond all botherations. Because I'm in that unlimited consciousness. I'm light. I'm light. I'm light. You're light. You're light. I go beyond what you are, what you do, what you don't do. I'm beyond that. But I love you. I like you. Because you're a light. My brotherly light. You're light. You're light. And I am pure in my consciousness. Nothing can stop me. Even somebody intentionally comes to me to make me sad, to make me cry, I will not do because I am pure here. I will not even know. Because where there is purity, there is innocence. If you put a frog, if you put a snake in front of a little child will smile because child is not aware that it is a snake and it will bite. So when I'm so pure, even if you come with the intention to hurt me, I will smile because I will not know. I am pure here. Om Shanti. Okay? Easy? Smile. Be happy. And I take my own responsibility. Yeah? Om Shanti.
Meri bhagya ka sitara dil mila raha hai.
Meri bhagya ka sitara dil mila raha hai.
Bhagwan
सितारा